Are you struggling with your past, maybe one of abuse and injustice, or a past of wrong choices and a sinful lifestyle? How can you put that past behind you? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and as we finish this topic this week of putting your past behind you, I want to encourage you to know that you do not have to live the rest of your life shackled by your past. Jesus said, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots." Did God plant that abuse in your life? No, it was the result of sin, someone else's sin. God didn't plant it. So it will be pulled up by the roots. Did God treat you unfairly, dishonestly, or with discrimination? No, people treat you that way, but not God. Therefore, He did not plant that injustice, so it will be pulled up. Did God reject you or leave you? No, He's promised never to do that. So since He didn't plant that rejection in your life, it will be pulled up by the roots. What does that mean? It simply means that He has the power to yank it out of your life so that it can do you no further harm. He did not plan it. He didn't approve of it. He didn't desire it for you. Therefore, He's more than willing and able to pull it up by the roots. However, you have to give Him permission to do the weeding in the garden of your heart. Otherwise, those painful seeds from the past just grow and grow and start to overtake all the beautiful flowers the Lord has planted in your life. Another favorite scripture of mine is Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Do not dwell on the past. That's very good advice. It's that dwelling and concentration on the past that gets you in trouble. I understand that in this life you're not likely to be able to literally erase from your memory the painful things from your past. But when you live in the past and the past controls your thinking, then you have no future. So your past may be preventing you from knowing the joys and blessings God's planned for your future. God's waiting to do a new thing for you. So I'm praying that if you have been consumed with your past, you'll determine to give it over to God, allow Him to handle it for you, and look for the new thing He wants to do for you. God wants you to be future-focused, and He can help you put those things from your past behind you so that they no longer hold you hostage. I pray that He will do that for you. You'll find a copy of this devotional at christianworkingwoman.org. Have a great weekend.